The pleasure was all mine.
Well, we've got a very interesting invitation. I've received a letter.
Dear Bernard, I live in a Moscow suburb now. It's called Pyeredelkino, Kiev railway line. Please note my new address and my telephone number. Why not come and see me? Expect you any day, any time. You might as well bring your friends. Give me a ring, please. Hope you can come. Yours, Helen.
Who is Helen?
She's an old friend of mine, my colleague and the translator of my publications.
So, will you go?
Well, I'd like to see a Moscow suburb.
I'm coming. Just a minute. Oh, hello. Ah, it's you, Bernard. How lovely to see you.
We aren't intruding, are we?
No, not at all. You're welcome. Come in, everybody.
These are my friends.
Oh, thank you. Fresh roses. What a sweet smell. You can hang up your hats, coats and umbrellas. Here. This way, please. Will you go into the living room? I'll be back in no time.
What a cozy place.
There isn't much furniture.
Nothing superfluous.
What a lovely combination of colors. Gold, brown, white, a little red, and black. And then that green pot plant.
The room looks cheerful.
Make yourselves comfortable. There aren't enough chairs here. Bernard, could you fetch some more from the next room?
You've moved in recently, haven't you?
Yes, I have. But I haven't had the time to furnish the rooms. My son has some very good ideas. He follows the principle, if you can't have the best, make the best of what you have.
Where does your son work?
He's an interior designer. He works for a big firm of designers in Tverskaya Street.
Does he like his job?
Like is not the right word. He loves it there.
You've got some lovely paintings.
My son paints in his free time. By the way, this is his plan for furnishing my living room. Take a look at it.
The room faces southeast.
There's to be a fireplace in the left-hand corner.
Are these built-in bookcases in the right-hand corner?
Yes, they are. I haven't got many books, but I'm rather choosy.
Choose an author as you choose a friend.
You read my mind. Opposite the window, there'll be a sofa, three armchairs, and a big carpet on the floor.
The view is wonderful.
It's very beautiful when it snows.
And when it rains?
It's beautiful practically in any season. In spring, in summer, in autumn, and in winter.
What's the winter like here?
Ah, you should see it for yourself.
I like all sorts of weather. When it's hot, warm, or cold, frosty or cloudy, except windy weather. It gets on my nerves.
The English say, there's no bad weather, there are bad clothes.
Is the house large enough for your family?
Oh, quite. There are two bedrooms, two bathrooms, two lavatories, a living room, a study, and a kitchen.
Is there a garage?
Yes, on the north side of the house.
Is the house convenient to live in?
Oh, yes, it's an easy house to live in. I've got all the modern conveniences, electricity, gas, central heating, and a telephone.
How long have you been living here?
For about half a year.
Do you work in Moscow?
Yes. I go to town 3 days a week, on Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday. On Monday and Thursday I stay here and work in my study. Saturday and Sunday are my days off.
How long does it take you to get to your work in the city?
If I go by local train, it takes me more than an hour. If I go by car, it saves a lot of time.
Do you drive?
Yes, I do. I type my lectures and articles. I clean the rooms, cook, and wash up. I can do everything myself, except for some repairs, of course.
Your son doesn't live here, does he?
No, he doesn't. He's a city lover. He's got a three-room flat in the center of Moscow. He and his family often come over here for the weekends. I have a pet, a very clever cat. His name is Bartholomew. So I'm never lonely. I'm never idle, you know.
Who takes care of your garden?
The tea is ready. Help yourself, please. These cakes are homemade.
Delicious.
Fantastic.
Will you pass me the teapot, please? I'll pour the tea.
Yes, please. That would be nice.
Some more tea?
No, thank you.
What about your latest research work? Have you finished it yet?
Unfortunately, not yet. I have a lot to do.
We wish you success. Thank you very much for having us.
The pleasure was all mine. All the best.
Take care. See you soon.